Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, February 7th. I'm not Alex. I'm Aaron Dykes. We're sitting in today. Alex is taking a well-deserved rest, spending some family time, I hope. We're going to bring you a lot of important news today. We've got several of our reporters joining us, so we're going to have them bringing forth the most important news. David Knight's going to join us. We're going to cover drones and a whole lot more. Jakari Jackson, David Ortiz, Melissa Melton, they're all coming up, but we are at an important juncture in history. The authoritarians, the repugnance to the Constitution, are completely taking over the levers of power, but they're losing credibility very fast. This Second Amendment battle has been a great moral victory for gun owners everywhere, but we need to hold our ground even more, push forward, and win back the cultural war. That, of course, is what the InfoWar is all about. And we're making significant grounds there. The world's changing around us. You've seen the vast GMO battle that happened last year, largely centered around Proposition 37 in California, which was officially lost. But just like many of the battles in the American Revolution, losing isn't always really losing, because it was a significant threat to the establishment that's trying to force us to eat unlabeled foods, lots of dangerous stuff in there. And now they're proposing a federal compromise on GMO labeling that might trump state law forever. And surprise, surprise, the big agri, big food industry is behind quite a bit of it. Supermarkets cry foul as FDA proposes new food labeling under Obama. Will federal compromise on GMO labeling trump state law forever? GMO giant Monsanto joins Big Business Coalition for UN Agenda 21. And from Anthony Giuttiardi over at Natural Society, safety group blows lid on secret virus hidden in GMO crops. We'll get to that later in the program. But these two headlines tell a story on the Second Amendment battle. Well, maybe three headlines here. DHS purchases 21.6 million more rounds of ammunition to go along with their more than 1.6 billion rounds. You've got to imagine they're preparing for something. Of course, the entire Department of Homeland Security was crafted, designed, put in place before 9/11, but they used that crisis in a very Rahm Emanuel sense. They used that crisis, rode on the backs of tragedy, all the tears, everyone's hurt, to push through a completely unconstitutional system that we're still living under and that we've got to expose and roll back so we can put back in place our republic, our constitution, our Bill of Rights. But while they're purchasing more ammunition to occupy America, unprecedented demand. Americans purchase a gun every 1.5 seconds. And an 86-year-old woman grabs gun in self-defense, and she was able to stave off a home robber. And that's what the Second Amendment's for. You would really hope an 86-year-old woman would never have to come to arms, but if no one else is there to protect her, and surely the police can't do it, you would rather she is able to defend herself than let the criminals go wild. Yesterday, last night on the nightly news, I covered Luke Radowski's story there in New York City, where there's a total citizen disarmament, where you're not allowed not only to have concealed weapons, but you're not allowed to carry knives or really even defend yourself. And he tells the poignant story of a man, his name is Joe Lozito, who was attacked at knife point on a subway and nearly died, but he was able to overcome his assailant. And yet there were police, armed police, on that train, no more than 2 feet away from him through a door, and they refused cowardly to come through and save him because they believe the assailant might have a gun. Well, they have guns, yet they wouldn't respond because they say they have no duty to protect and serve. Well, number one, we want to encourage law enforcement and military to indeed protect and serve, and among the protections is not only the people, but the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Look, we've got to reawaken this country. We've got to go back to liberty, self-defense, common sense, people. We'll talk about it more on the other side. A lot of hot news today. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of special guests and reporters back on the other side. Infowars.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
St. Peter. We're back at InfoWars.com. Now, that song in the background is about selling your soul to the company store. What's that all about? It's about liberty as this complex struggle where even when you're free in name, we had a lot of indentured servants in this country, of course, slavery. Even once they became free, were they really free? Because they had to work on these fields owned by the company store. They had to buy their products at the company store. They had to take out debt there, and really, they could never get free except in their own souls. But if we awaken our minds, if we understand what we're fighting for and why we want our rights in place, we can start to take it back. The Bill of Rights is, in my view, the most promising aspect of the American Revolution. I touched on this last night. I try to touch on it all the time because that is the real whole, that's the whole product of the entire Enlightenment, the Age of Reason, the Awakening, the battle against kings and princes and tyrannical religious authorities to say that I'm going to have my relationship with God on a one-on-one basis, but here on earth, you're going to respect my rights, keep your distance, we're going to create a buffer zone, we're going to separate powers because all you people in power are corrupt. It always happens time and again. So here we are once again at the best of times, the worst of times. We've got John Brennan on Capitol Hill today seeking CIA confirmation. And this is, of course, the man who is one of Obama's top advisors and the one considered responsible for these kill lists, these drone strike lists, where they just send over this automated thing, take out a suspected target, and plenty of collateral damage in between. They don't care if they kill women, children, completely innocent people, as long as they can claim they might have possibly been targeting someone who might be associated with Al-Qaeda. Now he's going to lead the already flawed CIA and bring no moral ground to it whatsoever as we continue to deteriorate here. Meanwhile, you've got states like Texas introducing anti-drone legislation. Texas anti-drone laws would be the toughest in the USA. They are, of course, considering that legislation here in the state capital, and they already considered banning the TSA and bringing in private security at the airports here. In fact, it passed overwhelmingly in the House, and they used procedural moves to block it. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, behind the curtain, they made extortion-like threats, threatening to have a blockade on Texas, a no-fly zone, and basically occupy the country federally if they dared to say no to a clearly unconstitutional TSA. Is it going to be the same with drones? We can see how they would violate our Fourth Amendment, see how they would violate our privacy, see how they would circumvent due process that's put into place so that criminals are dealt with under the law, but that there's proper procedure there. You have people who are suspicious. You have evidence. You have reasons to go investigate. You just don't go from place to place spying so you can collect revenue and round up people and get people in the system and make a bigger collectivist government raise up the coffers. And we saw that too with Kurt Nimmo's story from yesterday about how they're going to do checkpoints in Florida now, not just for DUI, not just to see if you might have been drinking, if you might be a safety hazard out on the highways, but to see if your tires are too worn, to see if your registration sticker's in place, to see if your lights are working, see if they can give you a ticket and raise some money for the state and just harass you a little bit when you've got a freedom to travel. You've got your rights, and that's what we're fighting for in so many respects. And so there's just news all over the place on that front. Now, we're going to get way into the drone issue after the bottom of the hour. David Knight's going to join us to bring us up to speed on some of the latest. But you heard the headline in the past couple days, Department of Justice Eric Holder telling us that it's, quote, legal to drone strike Americans. Of course, in this context, they're implying that they mean Al-Qaeda Americans living abroad, and just because they're born here doesn't mean we can't take them out by drone strike without due process. Well, that's fine and good, and they've been doing all kinds of things like that under the war on terror. Of course, I don't think it's fine. I think it's shameful the way we're prosecuting this empire and really just rack and ruining other countries. But the point is, they're trying to legitimize, well, it's this Al-Qaeda guy, so why do we want to bother with putting him on trial? It's Anwar al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son, and we'll take him out with a drone if we want. But think about it. Here they are building up drones here inside the United States, at least 30,000-plus drones being deployed by law enforcement in different areas of the country, the feds using it to spy, the EPA using it to spy on farms. They've deployed planes to supposedly monitor pollution and check for terrorism and just see if anyone has an unauthorized something on land somewhere that the feds may not already control. We've got to start saying no to this, and it is encouraging, whatever comes of it, that many of these states are beginning to try, at least in name, to restrict drones. But you've got things like Florida police want to use drones for crowd control. That's more of the stuff we've already seen on that front. We'll get more into it, but they're setting the stage for legitimizing not only killing foreign Americans abroad who might be Al-Qaeda, but for using drones, of course, domestically on possibly suspected domestic terrorists, extremist Americans, political dissidents is, of course, what it really boils down to. And you've got some really wicked and corrupt people for a long time, for many decades in Washington, but they're just getting worse and worse. They're getting that feedback loop of no one's going to stop them. No one's going to say no. They've got the controls of levers. They bought out all the elections and politics. And so no wonder you've got people like Jesse Jackson Jr. from one of the many oligarchical dynastical families possibly facing jail time because of his many corruptions as a member of the House. That's just one of many headlines here. And just interesting, the stuff that's going on. Let me reset here. There's a lot of interesting China news, and this isn't really my specialty. I've probably got a lot of ignorance with China, but you can see there's people clearly fighting for freedom there under a very authoritarian regime. We covered yesterday a wholly disgusting story. I mean, already the entire one-child policy, the encouragement of abortion and infanticide and looking the other way as children are sold into sex slavery and child trafficking, and really just devaluing humans, especially little girls in China. But even more disgusting, just that kind of cherry on top of the icing that was already on that authoritarian cake, is this horrible case of the one-child policy enforcer, these family planning officers who crushed a 13-year-old boy to death because their parents had more than one child and refused to pay the fine. And that fine is a big payoff to the system. It's financially burdensome for a lot of struggling Chinese people. And, of course, children who are born outside of the one-child policy, many of them never are allowed to officially be recognized in the system. They, in many ways, don't have rights or benefits. They can't get inside of, you know, different healthcare systems, and they pretty much have to live outside of the books. It's a real tax. But you've got things like in Hong Kong, which is not China proper, of course. Poor people in cages are having to pay rent $167 a month for about a dozen. The 67-year-old former butcher in Hong Kong pays 1,300 Hong Kong dollars, about $167 a month, for a dozen wire mesh cages resembling rabbit hutches that apparently people are living in this dilapidated town. Meanwhile, in Guangzhou, a Yangji village in China, I don't really know the area to be honest, moats have been dug around a Chinese villager's house to drive them out. They're pretty much taking over all these zones and handing them over to corporations, the kind of stuff we've long seen in America and the Western world. And they're dealing with holdouts. Most of the people sell without any resistance. But there have been many cases of resistors in these villages. And they've dug a moat to basically commit siege against these villagers and force them to sell or basically starve. And just a lot of disturbing news there. You remember the case last year where the man wouldn't sell his property to the Chinese government, and I remember the case that we're going to hand it over to a corporation, and he was holding out, he refused, and so they just steamrolled him to death, just like this family planning worker just dehumanizingly, wantingly just murdered, ran over with his vehicle, a car, a 13-month-old baby boy. I don't know how people can get to that point, but that's the kind of thing you see under authoritarianism. We've got to fight back against it. Other news on Infowars.com. What's behind the punishment for fake guns in schools? That's a John Rappaport article. We've seen a lot of coverage of this, of course, whether it's the five-year-olds getting in trouble, even arrested, put on their permanent record for bubble guns, or kids getting in trouble for drawing guns or talking about guns or making a hand sign for guns. And I remember Brandon Smith, Alt Market, he made a good point that they know it's ridiculous. Obviously, it's not a threat. This is an Orwellian mind-bending event where they're trying to teach an entire new generation of children, obviously very impressionable, not yet in touch with history or their rights or what's going on in this country, trying to teach an entire new generation of children that guns are bad, that they're repulsive, to give them almost a Clockwork Orange-like auto response to the very image, the very idea, the very discussion of guns. And so by punishing a few of these children as examples, all children will have a chilling effect not to get into the gun culture. And that's the very opposite of what our founders talked about. I believe it was Richard Henry Lee talked about, we should not only all have personal rights to arm ourselves and be trained in guns, but especially the young should be trained in guns, learn how to use them, learn how to use them safely, be responsible, but know how to use them so that no one can run over that culture. That's the makings of a free society. And I know it sounds radical today, but people are rediscovering that. That's what's happened with the Second Amendment. Mike Adams had a great article yesterday highlighting the many victories maybe between the jaws of defeat we've seen in the attempt to rein in guns. It's totally revitalized the culture. You've had law enforcement and military standing up to say they're not going to take part in any confiscation. You've had record purchases of guns, people lining up at gun stores, re-engaging in private sales, and preparing to resist the government through words, through the info war. Let's not let it get violent, but if they ever try to trample on our rights that far, we're not going to let them do that either. We'll be back on the other side a lot more ahead of us. Stay tuned.
Attention, gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested, non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 7th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1675.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1717.07, $858.53 for a half ounce, or $429.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1717.07, $858.53, and $429.27.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Infowars.com. Alex is going to be back shortly. But today we're trying to hold down the fort. We're going to parade some of our excellent reporters coming up later in the broadcast. David Knight about to join us, Jakari Jackson, David Ortiz, Melissa Melton also all coming up. And we're going to break down all kinds of things going on in the news. We're going to talk about the culture war. We're going to talk about the symbols they hit at the Super Bowl and how they hide those symbols in media all the time around us, and how that assaults our psyche and how that contributes to the way they dominate our culture. And just one example of it, of course, we've talked so much about the Second Amendment, about gun rights, and we've talked a lot here at InfoWars.com about genocide. Well, yesterday, the Demand a Plan crowd, which comes from the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, that's Bloomberg's group, so you can see already where this is a very globalist-oriented, eugenics-oriented group who really just badly wants to disarm America. Well, they've rounded up all these celebrities they control in so many ways, through the purse strings, through, who knows, lifestyle, blackmail stuff. Tony Bennett, if Americans keep firearms, the rest of the world will really take care of us. Kurt Nemo's got an article highlighting his comments, showing the video, but they rolled out all kinds of celebrities. We talked about Chris Rock yesterday, who is so ignorant and so backwards that he thinks the president is the boss of the country instead of the other way around. The president is just supposed to be an executor of the laws, kind of a bully pulpit representation of the pulse of the people. They're not supposed to rule over us. Other countries have kings. We fought a rebellion, we fought a war, we fought a revolution to not have a king, so that we could have a normal civil society with the balance of power, as much representation as possible. Yet here's these mayors against illegal guns who don't understand the Second Amendment, or some of which who do, but would just love to see the country destroyed, playing into the hands of democide. Now, just remember for a minute, just for context, that Mayor Bloomberg is one of these people who goes to these secret genocidal meetings with Bill Gates, with David Rockefeller, where they talk about how to curb the world's population. It's, you know, those secret billionaire meetings where they bring in the top billionaires, people like Oprah for show, but the real controllers, Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, and their powerful foundations that spread eugenics, family planning, abortion around the world, and who are trying to control the food supply through the GMO issues and doing so much more. Here they are also behind the Mayors Against Illegal Guns via Bloomberg and all these other brainwashed mayors rolling out these celebrities. And what does Tony Bennett say? He says that gun owners basically are like the Nazis, and to paraphrase his remarks, if we don't rein in the gun culture, this gun violence will be taken care of by the rest of the world. In other words, he's suggesting there be a world war against America, as if they were the Nazi enemy because we haven't restricted our gun rights. Well, that is just a veiled threat for the globalists to conquer America. I mean, that's what it's always been. Every time they disarm, they then commit genocide, atrocities, and of course take rights and rack and ruin these countries to bring them under the yoke of the larger one-world government system, for which I would argue the United Nations is just one vehicle of. It's a larger agenda beyond that. That's kind of a shell-building framework organization. But like Gulliver's Travels with the Lilliputians, they use 100 ropes, 100 binding things to bring down the big enemy America, to bring down any free country and bind them down with a bunch of small ropes. That's one thing the United Nations does. But Tony Bennett here saying, excuse me, where's that quote? It's the kind of turn that happened to the great country of Germany when Nazis came over and created tragic things and they had to be told off. And if we continue this kind of violence and accept it in our country, the rest of the world's really going to take care of us in a bad way. And I really know history and I understand what's at stake with guns. Yeah, no, you don't. Know nothing celebrity. And Chris Rock, who's told us that Obama's the dad of the country and our boss, and all these other no-name celebrities insisting that they know best and we must turn in our arms. It's really become a desperate last gasp at this point, because they've seen the trends in social media, in the gun purchases. People want the Second Amendment preserved. They're not going to give in. They see through this rhetoric of standing on the back of dead children, whether it be Sandy Hook or the dead victims of the Colorado massacre. Of course, this is almost reaching the point of beating a dead horse, but we must stand our ground for the Second Amendment. And it's just so flimsy. These people with no arguments trying to take away our rights and just pimping for these globalists. I know all about the funding behind it. I know what these billionaires are up to. All these celebrities in these videos, by the way, come from 30 Rock. That's the Rockefeller Center in New York. NBC, all the most controlled aspects of our society. We've got to recognize it. Say no. We'll be back. David Knight on the other side. Drones, GMOs, and the Illuminati culture all coming up ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I've seen my friends coming right a many a mile.
Back at InfoWars.com, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, but I'm going to be joined today by a number of our reporters, and they're going to bring us some of the most important elements of the smattering of news. Now, at the beginning of the next hour, we're going to start to take some calls. That call-in number is 1-800-259-9231. So let's see what kind of topics you can bring to the table. I hope it's relevant. But joining me now is David Knight, one of our newest members. You've seen him on the InfoWars Night. Nightly News brings a great deal of knowledge. It's been really interesting to get to know him and pick his brain and see how it bounces and meshes with the other information that we've already put together at InfoWars. We're always growing here. That's why I love working here, because it's just, it's food for the mind. It's re-understanding what's going on in this world and why things are important and why we're taught American history Well, there's so much behind the scenes because it applies to everything. It's timeless because authoritarians and the mechanisms of power and control just go in cycles. And so, David Knight, tell us what you're bringing to the table today.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I guess today the thing that is really breaking are these John Brennan hearings. And it's kind of important because there's been a lot of leaks this last week about things that are going on with the CIA, with drone assassinations, with torture, that sort of thing. And Brennan has been kind of at the nexus of both torture and assassination. He's been the apologist for this type of policy. As a matter of fact, he's been called by Ron Wyden, Obama's counterterrorism chief, essentially. And now they're putting him up for CIA director. So this week, as this is coming today, the hearings are today, but leading up to this, we've had a number of leaks. The first, there was a leak from the Holder Justice Department talking about their quote-unquote legal justification for these drone strikes and actually move the bar a little bit from what people understood as to where they were. There were also...
Well, by legal, they just say it's legal. They say it's exactly legal to just extrajudicially kill someone, just like they said it was legal to torture even children using, you know, pliers on their genitals in the John Yoo memos and the other related torture memos under the Bush administration. I mean, they'll just say it's legal, right, but it's disgusting and repugnant to any kind of human morality, to any kind of constitutional notion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's right, yeah, and we'll talk about the details of that. But, you know, just in general, that was released. Then they also released some information that the CIA had been involved in renditions in using 54 different countries. So basically, this is another kind of legal fiction where the CIA says, you know, well, we don't torture anybody. No, they don't torture people. They kidnap them and send them to other countries where they're tortured. And there's 54 countries, including European countries, that have been involved in this type of thing. It's not just banana republics or third world dictators. And then there was also a leak about a CIA drone base in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting because, and actually that was the base that was used to kill al-Awlaki, the first American citizen who was assassinated by Obama. But that was interesting because that story was covered up for quite some time by the Washington Post. They claim that they released it this week just before the hearings because another news organization was going to release it. But that's a situation where the media is carrying water for the CIA.
In many respects, they're owned by the CIA, you could argue.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this is a clear case where the public can see that this is happening. And, you know, again, the timing of that is somewhat suspicious, you know, with these hearings coming up. The interesting thing about the hearings from a political standpoint is that a lot of this opposition and perhaps a lot of these leaks, like you see coming from the Washington Post, is coming from some Democrats. There's the only resistance that we seem to see, and it is actually pretty weak and ineffective resistance to these policies, is from some Democrats. The Republicans, by and large, are kind of cheering this stuff on. You know, they're all for torture and that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, last night I heard, as I was driving home on the radio, I heard Sean Hannity had somebody on his show, and they were taking this classic left-right paradigm to the extreme, where the one fellow that was a Democrat was defending Obama's assassination programs while he was criticizing Bush's torture programs. And then, of course, Hannity took exactly the opposite position, that torture was fine, but assassination was bad. And it's like the only thing that's being tortured here is reason and morality and the legality of doing this stuff. I mean, it was such a tortured discussion. It was just amazing to hear these guys try to jump through hoops to defend one position and not the other, because there is no legal or moral justification for what they're doing, either one of these guys. But they're defending it strictly on partisan grounds like that.
Well, obviously not. Now, John Brennan, of course, as we mentioned already, was behind the kill list. He's the one who comes to Obama each week and says, here's the targets we want to send drones over and strike. Now, they want to exploit our emotions and try to tell us that 20 children who are dead at Sandy Hook by a random killer who apparently was not properly profiled in society, that we should worry about that. Well, here's two killers that we know about in the White House who have children's blood on their hands. They drone-striked a 17-year-old girl. John Brennan has the 17-year-old girl's blood on his hands. So does Obama.
Yeah. And just from a pragmatic standpoint, one of the articles was talking about a Muslim cleric who had taken a stand against Al-Qaeda in his country.
Mm.
And he got a call from Al-Qaeda, and they said, we want to meet with you. So, you know, he assigned a time and a place to meet with him. He took a local law enforcement guy with him as kind of a backup. Three Al-Qaeda show up, and the five of them are talking. And a drone strike hits, vaporizes all five of them and a nearby camel. Okay, now this guy, if they wanted to really do something in terms of winning hearts and minds, I mean, if you want to buy into the Republican vision of what this war is about, that it really is some kind of a crusade, you know, moral crusade, which I don't believe that it is. I believe this whole thing is a false paradigm, that it's set up by the CIA. That
it's a sham for geopolitical control as well as domestic control.
Absolutely. But even if you want to take the position that, you know, these drone strikes are saving American lives, it's like, really, exactly how are they saving American lives? I mean, are they saving American lives because you know, they're keeping the military from going in and attacking these people? I mean, first of all, is this war justified? But then, secondly, when they destroy somebody like that, that is essentially on their side of the issue, that is opposing Al-Qaeda, all that does is inflame the righteous indignation of the people who are there. Think about Pearl Harbor. Think about the standard historical perspective of Pearl Harbor. You have the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. Now, clearly, you know, we were arming and a threat to them, more so even than you could, you know, certainly more so than Al-Qaeda is a threat to us. OK, and you could argue that an attack was imminent. And yet people, it resonates with people that that was a day of infamy, that that was an unjustified preemptive attack. And under the age-old moral rules of war, you don't go to war preemptively. You
only whoever strikes first is the moral loser.
Exactly, exactly. That goes all the way back to Augustine, you know, 300 A.D., and he basically laid out the he laid out the case for a just war. And what he said was, you don't strike first. You don't do more than you have to. And the same sort of situation, if somebody breaks in your home, once they are subdued, you don't keep shooting, you know. So that type of thing, there's several aspects to just war. When you violate that morally, then, you know, you are on a losing side. You invigorate the other side if there are legitimately two sides.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why domestically here in America, we've got to recognize these authoritarians and kick them out of power, because they are bringing all that moral indignation upon our nation in our name, even though they don't represent us. They're not accountable to us, but they've been, you know, all that torture stuff is about humiliating the Muslim, Islamic, Arabic, general Middle East cultures, you know, doing things with children, doing sexual things in these torture dungeons, these drone strikes, you know, not seeing the face of the enemy. All that is about inflaming them while they discredit them and try to paint them in a bad light through the Al-Qaeda mechanism, which they have raised as a specter for more than 40, 50 years, but especially in the last couple of decades. You know, we talked about Anwar al-Awlaki. He's on record. He dined at the Pentagon. He was brought there. He was investigated by the FBI, but apparently cleared through the CIA, through the Justice Department. We know the hijackers were allowed to travel on visas. And these are just fronts for the American and Western intelligence apparatus. It's like a can opener. Like, you just paint the bad guy, and then you can go into any country you want.
Absolutely. And if you look at these that takes us to the other part of this. These 54 countries that were involved in extraordinary renditions is the euphemism that they use. You had Libya under Gaddafi was a partner of the CIA in torture. You had Egypt under Mubarak. You had Syria under Assad, Iran under Ahmadinejad. These are all people that we're told we have to go to war to take out. And yet they're partners with the CIA in torturing people. You know, it's the same kind of phony paradigm that, you know, we've got this guy is actually a bad guy. But like you said, al-Awlaki went into the Pentagon and was dining with people. Right. So these same people that you know, like Gaddafi that we go in to take out, he was actually helping us to torture people with the CIA.
I think the simplest way to sum it up is that the worst people rise to the top in every culture, every country. We learn to respect them and trust them because they look like us, because we're from that particular area of the world. And they all secretly work behind the scenes through these shadow government apparatuses to dominate people everywhere worldwide. But specifically with these 54 plus torture dungeons, they've misdirected us into only talking about Guantanamo Bay, which, by the way, Obama the liar promised to close, never did. did. And of course, bad things happen at Guantanamo, you know, all the weird sensory deprivation, force feeding stuff, and general torture. But yeah, then you've got these black hole prisons in places like Romania and Poland and Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Libya and all around the world. And just like these free trade zones where they make everyone in the world operate under globalism rules, that's bad for most of the general public. But then they always have exception zones, so-called, you know, free zones where they're allowed to not pay taxes in whatever local country they're in, not subject to any of the laws there. And it's just this black hole culture where they think they can get away with whatever they want. And they must be horrible in these prisons.
Yeah. One article that I thought was really good was from antiwar.com, and it had 20 facts that you should know about extraordinary rendition. And as I was listening, like I said, I listened to conservative radio and Fox News and how they were spinning this stuff, trying to defend torture at the same time than trying to attack assassinations. And what they were saying was, you know, that this is not really that bad. I mean, this is, you know, waterboarding is not really, you know, you're kind of scaring people or you're depriving them of sleep or whatever. This is truly, I don't have time to read all of this, but it is truly amazing. You've got innocent people, like a German national who happens to be Arabic or Islamic or whatever, kidnapped. That's what extraordinary renditioning is. Mm-hmm. Kidnapped and taken to Afghanistan, tortured for 77 days. You've got one guy who was seized in Iran, held for 77 days in the CIA's dark prison in Afghanistan, subjected to sleep deprivation, hung from the ceiling by his arms in a strappado position, threatened by dogs, made to watch torture videos, subjected to sounds of electronic sawing accompanied by cries of pain. You've got one of these fellows who is threatened to have a relative of his. You know, this is another common thing that they do, is bring in children, wives, mothers, and threaten to torture them in front of the people. And it's just amazing the stuff that you see here. This is our government. Okay, this is our government, the CIA, that is at the center of, you know, you've got all these 54 countries and their names have been made public, and it's creating scandals in the UK and other European countries. People are calling for people to resign. But at the center of it is our government.
Our government, hijacked by the repugnants, are modeling themselves on literal brainwashing techniques from communist China, North Korea, from the Spanish Inquisition. It's the worst of the worst stuff done in our name, and it's so insulting to everyone involved.
And yet, what you see here is you can't get a unified front from either the Democrats or the Republicans to say, this is wrong, let's stop it. These perpetual wars are wrong, let's stop them. Instead, you know, they're just trying to defend their guy. You know, if their guy is torturing but not assassinating or this or that. But, you know, it was even more ridiculous for the Democrat because Obama is continuing all these torturing programs as well as adding assassination. I mean, that's the actual thing that's going on. It's not like he stopped the torturing. Of course, he didn't stop the torturing. He's just adding this assassination, especially of American citizens. And that's one of the things in this legal memo that was really amazing, is that is to see what they say to defend it. They say that it is, it's legal, it's effective, and one of the things that they pointed out in the memo, they had four conditions, and they said that you need to have an informed high-level official of the U.S. government determine that the targeted individual poses an imminent threat of violence against the United States. Two, capture is not feasible, and three, the operation will be conducted in a manner consistent with the application of with applicable laws of war principles. Well, it has to be all three of those, right? And if it's going to be applicable with the law of war principles, then it's going to fail every time. Because, you know, again, we're back to a situation where they're not only saying that, you know, we were concerned about the drone assassinations initially because they were being conducted against people who had not been given due process. Okay, that was what everybody was concerned about. But they're not even saying that they need to have studied the situation and determined that this person was responsible for an attack. They're not even saying that that person is planning an attack. Now what they're saying is it's enough that that person is associated with Al-Qaeda or some other group that they have labeled as terrorist.
And see how they're moving the football field? First, it's we were attacked, so let's go get retaliation. Well, that's one thing. But now it's all the way whittled down to, well, you're associated with people who might be Al-Qaeda, might be extremists. And that's just what's so disgusting, because you can see how they're trying to bring the war home here to occupy America and to target dissidents. It happens in every country. It's very historical. But again, this drone stuff, this torture stuff, completely is a continuation, a parallel to the worst worst of the abuses under the Bush administration, which is a complete upending of our entire country. And again, they were already torturing people, already doing all this extrajudicial stuff, but then they write white papers and memos out of the White House to justify it after the fact.
Yes. And you know, I would say to people like Hannity who say that waterboarding is not torture, is he aware of the fact that there were that waterboarding was done by Japanese officers against Allied soldiers during World War II? And that those Japanese officers were considered to be war criminals. Some of them were executed for doing that. You know, that's what we understood. I mean, it's amazing how we have slid down this slope. You know, after we look at the standards and say, if you attack a country before that country has attacked you, that is a gross and immoral violation of law and of ethics. But now we accept that. And we say that, we can torture people with water. You know, when they tortured people with waterboarding, when the Japanese did it, it was a horrific thing. And these people were criminals. Now we defend it.
I agree with you, but it's like they want us to focus on the tree instead of the forest. They want us in a semantical debate over what waterboarding is. For one thing, it's all about the context. Mm-hmm. If you're in a dungeon or a cell being surrounded by guys, you could just wave a finger in front of someone's face for enough hours and it becomes torturous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, here going to the assassination stuff, I mean, here's an exchange with the director of the FBI. This is about a year ago. This representative said, so I guess from a historical perspective, this is Representative Tom Graves.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. Again, we're going to do calls later in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back with David Knight. A lot more news ahead. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. We'll be back on the other side.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At what point are we going to say no? I'd like to get into some of the GMO news in the next hour, but we do want your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. Now back to David Knight on the topic of drones, on the topic of torture, and really on the topic of how long is this phony war on terror going to continue? We're already 12 years into it. There's not a real enemy. It's pretty clear. It's a shadow enemy. We've exposed in so many ways how the Al-Qaeda, so-called, is really just an asset of the larger shadow government, CIA and Pentagon-run operation to try to dominate geopolitically the world and really try to rescind the rights of Americans and get them under the yoke. But we've had the whole Arab Spring uprisings, which they clearly incited but miscalculated, I believe. And there's so many ways they're in producing more and more blowback, and drones are one of them. They want to have this ongoing war, this never-ending empire to control the world, for America to be the first and last superpower, as PNAC, the Project for New American Century, dubbed it. And yet our troops have been overstretched. They're in so many bases around the world, and moreover, they're demoralized because they realize in so many of the regular troops that what we're doing is wrong, that it's not for the reasons we've been told. We know the WMD things are a lie. So that's one of the major reasons we're seeing drones, why they're now trying to legitimize them. David Knight, your response.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about it, when is this war on terror going to end? Well, it's not going to end because, as Ron Paul and others have pointed out, it's a war on a tactic. It's like saying you're going to declare war on sneak attacks. You know, we didn't declare war on sneak attacks.
Oh, sure.
We were attacked by Pearl Harbor, right? And then what they've done is they've extended this so that as you're seeing now, you know, first it was like, we're going to go after some people that supposedly are behind a specific event. Okay. Then it becomes people who are, maybe planning to do something. Now it's just people who are associated with that. And what we should all worry about is that when they say that's somebody that's merely associated with a terrorist group, let's understand that, you know, the MIAC report were constitutionalists, conservatives, people who voted for Ron Paul, for Chuck Baldwin.
Puts pretty much any thinking individual in the terrorist category.
Right, right. People who are libertarians, conservatives, Tea Party members. These are the types of people that have repeatedly been classified and tagged as terrorist opponents in war games by the military, and memos recently from West Point strategizing about war on terror, and the MIAC report from 2009. I mean, there's too many of these to go through, but there's so many places where we see that, yes, clearly there are many people in the government and in the press and places like the Southern Poverty Law Center repeatedly characterize constitutionalists, libertarians, conservatives, Tea Party people as terrorists. So this should very much, and the fact that it's an American citizen that is being gone after, once we get to the point where they don't have to give us due process, they don't even have to claim that there is an event that they're reacting to or a plan that they're reacting to, you're just merely associated with an ideology, which is what's going on here. That's a very dangerous situation for everybody. That part now that has now just resurfaced with this legal memo is something that we should all be very concerned. And, you know, as this is coming up, again, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee is none other than Dianne Feinstein. This woman seems to be at the center of everything pretty much that's evil. And she had a quote about this hearing about John Brennan that's coming up today. And she said that they would consider his information
We're up against the hour. Finish your point, and we'll come back on the other side.
Well, basically what she's saying is that this is good that these memos have been leaked because we need to be transparent about it, as if transparency itself were virtue, and it isn't.
Well, it's virtuous if you otherwise have some virtue. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the other side in the second hour. Infowars.com. A lot more news ahead. Other reporters, stay tuned.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.